Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe that surrounds our tiny planet, and also things we can try and spot in our dark skies. We are thankful to have astronomer Christopher Phillips joining us, and we've got him on the line right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have in store for us this week?
Hey, Dave. Good to be here. This week's stargazers look out for Jupiter and Saturn in the southwestern sky just after 8 p.m. Both planets are bright and easy to spot. The moon this week is passing through its first quarter phase, bringing a picturesque celestial presence to our night skies.
And you have news about some new planetary discoveries?
Yes, planets everywhere. NASA's Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite, or TESS, has been working in conjunction with some ground-based observatories to confirm the existence of several new exoplanets around a bright red dwarf star, 31 light-years from the Earth. This newly discovered family of planets is a diverse bunch indeed.
Ah, what do you have in this batch?
Well, the innermost planet is roughly 22% more massive than the Earth, and it orbits very close to its star. So close, in fact, that the surface temperature is estimated to be around 490 degrees Fahrenheit. Very toasty indeed. The second nearest planet is a giant version of our own Earth, with a year that lasts 9 days. And the third is, again, planet much larger than our own Earth, but interestingly, it lies in the star's habitable zone.
Ah, the Goldilocks zone, right, Christopher?
Indeed. And we call it the Goldilocks zone because it's a region of space where it's not too cold and not too hot. It's just right, and a place where essentially we might find liquid water. The Earth sits in the habitable zone of our own sun, while Venus and Mars lie at the outer edges.
So what you're saying is there may be some life.
Potentially, yes. But right now, we don't have any direct evidence to suggest that that's the case. We don't even know if this planet has an atmosphere, let alone a rocky surface capable of supporting liquid water. But hopefully, very soon, we'll have more evidence to find out exactly what's going on there.
And I know somebody who's going to have that for us. That would be you, Christopher Phillips.
Indeed.
And right here on Stargazer. Thank you, brother.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week. And you can get Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.